بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فاولئك مع الذين انعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن اولئك رفيقا فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من احب صدق الله العظيم صدق على رسوله الكريم Respected elders and brothers, may Allah subhanahu whatsoever is mentioned is source of our hidayat and the hidayat of entire mankind at large. Respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite kindness had sent our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a role model for us till the day of Qiyamah. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had selected, specifically had chosen Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, as we say, handpicked them to be those followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us till the day of Qiyamah, that if you want to be successful, if we, any of us want to be successful, we will have to emulate the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in in how they had followed beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are their examples. Their lifestyle is an example for us that we must follow them. How they had followed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every sahabi, according to some approximately 124,000 sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they were to follow their life, follow how they had led their lives in obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We follow that way, that will become a source of our success and the only way of our success. When we ponder upon this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihi muqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in are like guiding stars. Their lifestyle, the way they conducted themselves, the way they had followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be, if you follow that way, you will be guided. So how important it is that we should know about the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. How they led their lives. What kind of aspirations they had. What kind of desires they had. How they lived their lives. Let's look at a few examples of the mental or the thinking of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu ajma'in is making the khidmat of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pleased with him. Upon that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, ask what you want. Ask what you want. I'll make dua for you. Now, if we are in that position, through knowing very well that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is who? Mustajabud Dawat. Who is the beloved of Allah, whatever he will ask, 100% it will be accepted. All of us will say, you know, maybe I want this materialistic thing, or I want this. Allahu Akbar. What does this sahabi ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you to make dua that I be your companion in Jannat. I ask you to make dua that I be your companion, your rafiq in Jannat. I be your sati in Jannat. I be your companion in Jannat. Seconds now. Within our souls, do I have that desire? What is lip service? Yeah, we all like to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in haqiqat, do I have that kind of love for my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That I love him so much that I, Jannat will not be enjoyable. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba radiallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, You are the Nabi of Allah. You will be the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. We are ordinary. We will not be with you in Jannat. It's not maze hai agar aap na ho. Because we are such, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There are times that we are feeling so restless that we cannot sleep until we don't see your Mubarak face, Ya Rasulullah. Kya kare? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is silent until Allah Ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, a person will be with those whom he loves. A person will be with those whom he loves. So how much they wanted and they wished to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam even in Jannat. One occasion, a Bedouin comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaking in a very, very loud voice. Sahaba say, "Wait, keep quiet, keep quiet. Don't talk like that. Don't raise your voice in front of Rasulullah." He says, "I am not interested." Thereafter he tells to Rasulullah sallallahu in a loud voice that a person loves a group of people but cannot be with them. He loves a group of people but he cannot be with them. What is his condition? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned a person will be with those whom he loves. Cannot be with them, but he loves them. He will be with them. This made Sahaba radiallahu anhu's mind very, very happy. It pleased them extremely because they had such love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were not good if they cannot meet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At this point, it's so important for us to question ourselves. Whom do we like to be with? Who do we really like to be with? And who are we whose lives are we following and imitating and following? And just to show you this part about following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One occasion, Sahaba making mashura, senior Sahaba. You know what? We got some wealth is coming into Medina Munawwara. Let us go and speak to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Tell him, you know what? Your lifestyle needs to be, you know, of a higher standard now. Upgrade yourself in the way you lead your life, etc. This harsh, difficult life that you're leading. We got the dunya. Why are you living this life? Senior Sahaba. No one had the himmat. He says, you know what? Best is to tell Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha and Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha, the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the daughter, she is Hafsa. Let us ask them to speak to Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So they go to him. The two of them make salam and they say, Amir al-Mu'mineen, we got a request from you. You know, why are you leading such a difficult life? Allah has given us the dunya. Why don't you improve your lifestyle? Umar radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, can you tell me who those people that told you all this? Who brought this message to you all? I can't tell you. We can't tell you this. If I only knew who they were, I'll sort them out. I'll beat them. I'll punish them. How can they ever say such a thing? And thereafter he begins to ask Hafsa radiallahu anha and Aisha radiallahu anha, how was the bedding of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How simple it was, that canvas that he slept on, and in winter he would double it. That was the canvas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hardly any belongings he had. Upon hearing this, and Umar radiallahu anhu feeling, and he then says these words: there are two people that travel on a distance, on a route, and they reach the destination. There's a third person is coming. If he deviates from that road, will he reach his not? He'll have to follow the same road. And subhanallah, when he followed that road, Allah Ta'ala blessed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu, that he's buried next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. What was this? because of his adherence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the minutest detail, Allah Ta'ala blessed him to be buried right next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Again, that desire to follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the minutest detail. Now let us just look. This is following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, looking at the love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every sahabi had such love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the battle of Uhud, he gives his sword to Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu. And he says to Abu Dujana, you only go forward and don't come back. He is so proud to have the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when the things turn around in the battle, and now the things are in reverse, where the enemies are now attacking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar. He is not amongst those that say, you know, let me turn away and also run away. Allahu Akbar. My Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I must go and defend him. I must go and protect him. Abu Dujana radiallahu anhu is shielding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi in front of them had fallen down. They are such that they're letting their backs face the enemies, and those arrows and those spears, whatever those javelins are hitting their backs, they rather be hurt, but not our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what we say, love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Same way, we find that Sahabi radiallahu anhu, when he's on the gallows, when he is basically tied up, and they are now killing him, they're attacking him, they're torturing him, they're throwing arrows at him. In that difficult situation, one of those enemies of the Quraysh goes up to the Sahabi and tells the Sahabi, wouldn't you wish that you are with your family and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in your place? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going through all this punishment and you be with your family in comfort. What words does he say? What does he say? Look at that love. I cannot even bear a thorn pricking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I cannot bear even thorn pricking Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I am with my family. What love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can bear anything. Malik bin Sinan radiallahu anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is injured in the battle of Uhud. Blood is oozing out of the jaws of out of the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What we would think? Let me put some paper there, plaster there, whatever. He takes his tongue and begins to lick the blood from the Mubarak jaws and cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, licking that. As he's licking it, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells him, O Malik, whoever's blood is mixed with my blood, the fire of Jahannam will not touch him. This is his spirit. This is love. That whatever comes out of the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is pure. Whatever comes out of the Mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is blessings. At the time of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, also we see those enemies are watching Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, and the behavior they see, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making wuzu, even that water that falls off the limbs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they grabbing it, they anointing on their body, they applying it on their body. What was this? We want the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam spits. They want to take that saliva and they apply it on their bodies, on their faces, to get the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam drinks from a leather bag once water. From the place where he drank the water, the Sahabiya takes that part and cut it and I say, I want to keep this as the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. This is what you say, that they understood, they realized everything of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was full of barakat, and they had such love for the barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu, looking at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam being buried. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam leaves this world, he purposefully drops his ring into the Qabr Mubarak, and then he says, Oh Ali, give me permission to go and pick it up. He wasn't able to pick it up. He was there, he goes down there, and that last time, I just want to grab my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and kiss Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just before he's being buried. Another Sahabi radiallahu anhu in the Battle of Badr. In the Battle of Badr, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making the Sufuf straight for the battle, straightening all the Safs. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taps this one Sahabi, you know, with his stick or with his sword, coming to the line. This Sahabi says to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, you hurt me, I need to take revenge. You hit me, I need to take revenge. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go ahead. He said, pick up your kurta mubarak. I want to hit you on your stomach. As soon as Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam picks up his kurta mubarak, he goes and kiss the mubarak stomach of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to leave this world in such a way I just kissed your mubarak stomach. And just after that, in the battle, this sahabi is made shaheed. This is what we call ishq of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now my respected elders and brothers, putting all these factors in mind, how much do we love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How much do we have that aspiration and desire to follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to know about Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhu mein? It's a very serious, a very important thing. You will be with those whom you will follow. You will be with those whom you like. You will be with those people whose lifestyle you want to follow. Let us ask ourselves today, how serious this issue is. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali was asked, an alim had a dream. An alim had a dream. He's still studying, the student was still a student at that time, he had a dream where he sees in his dream that he's wearing the clothes of the British, becoming an alim, dressing up in this manner. So sent a message to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi. What's the meaning of this dream? He was told that it seems that you are very much inclined in liking the ways of the British and their culture and their styles. And their thinking. Allahu Akbar. And it was proven that this is exactly this kind of person's, you know, aspiration, desires, wishes. He liked their style. Allah protect us. My Ustad Mufti Behmat Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi quite a few times had mentioned this incident to us, where there was an alim who was recognized as a very pious alim of Makkah Mukarrama. He had passed away. People in the area, after some time, one person desired to be buried in that same grave. He said, this is a very big buzrug, Allah wala alim, we want to be buried in this grave. When they opened the grave, to their astonishment and their shock, it wasn't that alim that was in that grave, but it happened to be one of those people that was witnessed there, said, this is a French girl that had passed away in France. She had become a believer, passed away in France, and buried in a grave in France. She is here. What has happened here? Only to come to know that Allah Ta'ala had put this alien's grave in that lady's grave, and she was put and buried in Jannat al-Ma'ala. But ye kya hai? How did this happen? They go to that alim's house, and they ask that alim's wife, that, bhai, this man, how come this woman who became a believer in France, her body is put here and he is put over there? So he was a very good man. But one thing, now and then he used to say this, you know, I like the Christian style. There is no compulsion to have ghusl immediately after the state of janaba, between husband and wife when they meet. After that they have to have a bath straight away. I like this way of the Christian. They don't have to always do it straight away. Just liking that, these kinds of words had such an effect and punishment that that's where he ended up. You like that way. You like that style. Allah protect us from thinking in that manner, in behaving in that manner, brothers and brothers. This is where we have ours ourselves, our aspiration, our thinking, our children's thinking, and our progeny's thinking. First and foremost, the hadith of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عَلِّمُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ حَبَّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Inculcate, encourage, put into the hearts of your children the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Am I doing that? Am I making that effort? Do my children know about my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do they know about Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in? Why this specific topic? Beloved elders and brothers, look at the aspiration, look at the thinking, look at how the behavior, sad to say, come out of the masjid, it's all about football, it's all about cricket, dress up like that. You know, the person doesn't even feel ashamed. He doesn't feel even ashamed. Maulana, you know, my son, when his team is playing, then he'll wear the jersey, he'll wear the scarf, he'll wear the hat, he'll have that football team's mug in his hand. He's such a mug, that fella doesn't even, those people don't even know about him. But he's like so, his whole life is like, you know, all about this. They tell us in one town in Johannesburg, when the certain team will win, our Muslim people are hooting and racing around the town. Ganda, stupid people, is this the thing? Are they paying your rent? Do you want to be buried with them? Do you want to be resurrected with them? Think, answer, ponder. What are we heading towards? Is this what we are in this world? We get so what? That player put a ball between two posts. What is that kamal? Look at Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu in the battle of Muta, broke 9 swords. Allah jane how many hundreds of people he would have killed. 9 swords. Is that kamal or to put a ball between the two goalposts? How gullible we have come. Whatever the media say, we will follow. We will imitate, believe that this is the be all and end all. No, I want to make my son a football player, cricket player, even a sacrifice madrasa. So important we are giving to these things. Beloved brothers, I again say to you, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab. A person will be with those whom he loves. Again, Quran Kareem says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Those who obey Allah and Rasul, أُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. If you ponder over this, if you ponder over this ayat, firstly, ask ourselves, every rakat in salah we're saying, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. O Allah, make me follow the ways upon whom your favors are. Make me follow the ways of those, make me follow those people upon whom your favors are. Allah says, Allah's favors is upon مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Allah's favors is upon the Anbiya عَلِيمُ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Follow the way of the Anbiya. Follow the way of the truthful one. Follow the way of the martyrs. Follow the way of the salihin. We are asking Allah. But do we really, really, really think about it? I say to all, let us make tawbah. That no, we are not going by these things that they have brainwashed, that this is the be all and end all. Whether it's a World Cup or whether it is this thing and that thing. These are nothing. These are not the be all of life. Our real life is the life after death. Our real thing is that we must be in Jannah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu. Let us all make sincere tawbah that we will not follow the way of the kuffar. We will not follow the way of the Yahud and Nasara. Say Ameen inshallah. This is what we should say, tawbah today. If I don't have a beard, I will start keeping a beard. Like how Rasulullah had a beard. Like how Sahaba had a beard. If I'm not dressed like a Muslim, I will follow the way of Rasulullah. I will get rid of, imagine coming to the masjid with t-shirt. Astaghfirullah. Where is the sunnah? Where is the sunnah? Where is that way of Rasulullah to follow the way of Rasulullah? Allah, we say we are Muslims. Allah give us hidayah, say ameen. I want to change my life, say inshallah. Allah give us the tawfiq of making tawbah, rectifying